Brexit and Dominic Grieve, the Conservative Party MP and former British Attorney General. You might have seen him on television yesterday evening telling the House of Commons that he had never been more ashamed to be a Tory and that he could have wept at the way that Mrs May was castigating the House and blaming MPs for many of her own mistakes on Brexit. Well, this lunchtime, he's been giving me his take on the mess that we're all in with only a week to go as Mrs May looks for more time from Brussels.
Obviously, I'm unhappy about where we've got to in the Brexit process, which seems to me to have raised many problems for us. But then I'm rather forgiving of the Prime Minister for some of her problems, because in my view, the Brexit process is inherently flawed because we're seeking to implement a policy that is going to do us a lot of damage. So I'm respectful of what she has to do. But equally, my criticism, as I voiced it yesterday, was that she was not going about it the right way to try to build a consensus in the House of Commons to get us out of the hole in which we have dug ourselves. That's the problem. What she should be doing today is asking the EU for a long extension and having a reset, because it's quite clear she can't get her deal through. If there were to be a reset, then I think it would provide the House of Commons with an opportunity to look at alternatives and options. And I think out of that, there might either come some alternative form of Brexit or, which is my preferred solution, we might get a referendum, which I think we badly need.
You say it needs a reset, but Theresa May seems to be doing the opposite, that a woman who's clearly not in control of her government nor of her party, successively defeated by Parliament, still insisting it's her way or no deal. Can she seriously pull that off in the next 7 days?
I think it's very unlikely. I think she will not get her deal through. And of course, the risk is that if the EU give her a conditional extension, conditional on getting her deal through on Tuesday of next week, then on Wednesday morning, we will wake up with the prospect of crashing out of the EU 72 hours later. And it will be a very major crisis. Now, it may be, it's rumoured, that the EU would in those circumstances consider giving us a much longer extension as long as we participate in the EU parliamentary elections. And I myself would favour that, because I've always been a believer that time provides the right answers, particularly because it gives opportunities for rational debate.
But if Mrs May can't get her withdrawal agreement across the line in the next week, what about Labour? Jeremy Corbyn says he believes he can win a majority in Parliament for a deal. That's the latest from him this lunchtime.
I think he may be mistaken about that. It's possible. But you've got to understand that I think the withdrawal and transition deal is effectively now set in stone. So we're really talking about a future destination for a political declaration. And obviously there are a number of options. They vary from the sort of deal that the Prime Minister has been trying to create, and then going towards my ERG colleagues, a belief that they want a sort of very limited free trade agreement on a Canada model, right through to, I think, Jeremy Corbyn's position, although his position is far from clear, of wanting a customs union and in some way participation in a single market, although how he gets those, I don't know. But it's worth bearing in mind that if Jeremy Corbyn is right, that the House of Commons would like both a single market and a customs union relationship, it's very difficult to see why we're leaving the EU at all.
You say you don't believe that Mrs May has any chance of getting her deal through Parliament in the next week. Should she simply accept that she's a beaten docket at this stage and resign?
She could resign. I have no desire to demand her resignation, because that, I think, will produce a secondary crisis, which is about who replaces her. Now, it may be that that would resolve itself in a way which would be satisfactory for my country. It is possible that we could find somebody to replace her who actually has the breadth of vision and the imagination to get us out of this current difficulty. But there is a risk, certainly for the Conservative Party, that we might end up with somebody who can't do that.
Are you watching the implosion of the Conservative Party? Can your party recover from this?
Yes, I think it can recover from it. People can often write the obituary of political parties. And I don't think that's necessarily the case. The conservative values that bring us together as a party have been very enduring. And the fact that the party has always been a believer in pragmatic solutions. But before we can start making progress, we have to get rid of the ideological baggage that Brexit constitutes.
Does that mean a split with the ERG?
I don't know. I have no desire to fling anybody out of my party any more than I wish to leave the party of which I've been a member for over 40 years. But unless we can achieve some degree of compromise and closure over Brexit in a way that is acceptable to all of us, then I can see that there will be some colleagues who won't stay.
That was the former Conservative Attorney General and current Conservative MP Dominic Grieve speaking to me earlier.